Chapter 22.
Please, 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 please.
Let's help them,
Moose said, finally finding his voice. I turned to Mindy. I didn't usually ask her advice, but she was the oldest. What do you think? Mindy bit her lower lip.
Well, look how much Buster hates to be tied up, she said. He only wants to be free. I guess everything deserves to be free. Even lawn gnomes.
I turned back to the gnomes. We'll do it, I declared. We'll help you.
Thank you, thank you,
Chip cried happily. He threw his arms around Hap.
You don't know what this means to us. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
Hap squealed. He leaped into the air and clicked the heels of his boots together.
Hurry, let's go.
Now?
Mindy cried.
It's the middle of the night. Can't we wait until tomorrow?
No, please, now,
Hap insisted.
In the darkness,
Chip added,
while the store is closed. Please, let's hurry.
I'm not dressed,
Mindy replied.
I really don't think we can go now. I think
if we stay here longer, we'll have to do more mischief,
Chip said with a wink. I sure didn't want that to happen.
Let's do it now,
I agreed. And so the five of us crept along the dark street and up the steep hill toward Lawn Lovely. Wow, did I feel weird. Here we were, walking around in the middle of the night with a couple of lawn ornaments, about to break into the store and set six more lawn ornaments free. The old pink house was a strange enough place during the day, but at night, it was totally creepy. All those lawn animals, deer and seals and flamingos, stared at us through the darkness with blank, lifeless eyes. Were they alive too? I wondered. Hap seemed to read my mind.
They're only for decoration, he sneered. Nothing more.
The two excited gnomes made their way quickly across the wide lawn and around the side of Mrs. Anderson's house. Moose, Mindy, and I followed behind. Mindy clutched my arm with an ice-cold hand. My legs still felt wobbly, but my heart was pounding with excitement, not fear. Hap and Chip pointed to the long, low window of the basement. I knelt down and peered inside. Total darkness. You're sure the other gnomes are down there? I asked.
Oh, yes,
Chip declared eagerly.
All six. They're waiting for you to rescue them.
Please hurry,
Hap pleaded, shoving me gently to the window,
before the old woman hears us and wakes up.
I lowered myself to the edge of the open window and turned back to my sister and Moose.
We're coming right behind you, Moose whispered. Let's rescue them and get out of here, Mindy urged.
Here goes,
I said softly. I crossed my fingers and slid down into the darkness.